Hi, everybody. This is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, I understand you're nervous. You're all worked up. You're tense. You're wondering if the Royals are going to leave town. Now, their owner says it's time for action. Well, here's some action for you, buddy. Get out of here. Who needs you? We don't want you in Omaha. Listen, okay. I love Omaha as much as anyone. Go Big Red. Hooray for Spencer Tracy. Hee-haw. All that kind of stuff. Which is why I'm offering you a deal on a baseball team that'll make the Royals as necessary as yesterday's sweat. Now's your chance to start buying shares in a Dickie Schmooze Omaha Traveling All-Stars. These guys are better than the Royals ever were. Just listen to this lineup. First base, we got Lou Gehrig. That's with two R's, not exactly the one you're thinking about. Second base, Ryan Sandberg. We call him Bergie. Third base, one of the great names in baseball, Mike Smith. As shortstop Hall of Famer, Don Carter. Okay, it's a bowling Hall of Fame, but he's a Hall of Famer. Listen to this outfield. Willie O'Mays, Mickey DeMantle, and Andy Dawson. Behind the plate, we got Sharon Stone. She's a great actress. On the mound, Unknown Ryan. Yeah, what would you pay for a team like that, huh? $5 million? Wait, that's not all you get. The manager of the Dickie Schmooze Omaha Traveling All-Stars just happens to be a guy named Casey. That's right, the old professor, Casey Spitznagel. Economy or philosophy or something at Westmar, I don't know. Now what would you pay? $7 million? $10 million? How about $832,000? That's right, you heard right. 832 G's in cash. Just 20 bucks a share. Geez, you spend that much on a lottery, right? So why not just give it to me, Dickie Schmooze, in cash? Send it to Dickie Schmooze Baseball Fund, Schmooze Inc., Tijuana. And don't worry, I ain't moving them to Tijuana. Buy as many shares as you want. I'll make more. And remember, who needs the Royals when you got me, Dickie Schmooze? Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and everybody wants to see Creighton playing ball, but the problem is there ain't no tickets. Now, here's a funny thing. I, Dickie Schmooze, am sitting here with hundreds of tickets to the Cottage World Series. That's right, tickets to the Cottage World Series. It's in a little bungalow out in the suburbs somewhere for just 10 bucks. No, I'll make it 12 bucks. Now, these ain't no scalper's prices. No, Dickie Schmooze ain't out to screw nobody when it comes to the Cottage World Series. Sure, everyone wants to see the Blue Jays, and there's going to be plenty of Blue Jays at the Cottage World Series. But don't forget who else is going to be there. Clem's son, I think his name is Clem Jr. The, what do you call him? Wichita, Stately Elms and other stuff. And LSU, a Chinese guy with the same first name as Ellis Burks of the Boston Red Sox. Hey, now there's quality baseball. Now, I know that these tickets to the Cottage World Series at the Little House in Suburbia, they're not going to last long at 12 bucks, so you better call now and hurry, because I don't want to stay near one phone for very long because of that thing with the Super Bowl last year. See the Cottage World Series on me, Dickie Schmooze, and remember our motto, diamonds are forever hard to fence.
That was a good stomp.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, golly, that was so good. Okay.
Fish Commander Whack, Fish Commander Whack, the teeny tiny, itchy bitsy, eeny weeny, microscopic assistant manager people are attacking.
What? We're under attack by the teeny tiny itsy bitsy eeny weeny microscopic assistant managers. Battle stations, man the stupid Larry. What are we supposed to man now?
Our massive magic fingers vibrating battle guns.
Yeah. We need quarters for those, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to the change machine. You man those.
No. Don't go, cause they can't stop the teeny tiny itsy bitsy eeny weeny microscopic assistant manager people anyway.
Well then, fire the plasmatic high fiber planetoid disruptor ray that goes. Gun.
It won't work, Space Commander
Wick.
No. The teeny tiny itsy bitsy eeny weeny microscopic assistant manager people are too teeny tiny.
Too itsy bitsy?
Too eeny weeny, Space Commander Wick.
Well, no wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. All hands, man your feet.
What?
Stomp them, Stupid Larry.
Stomp?
Yeah, they're to your left. Look, Stupid Larry, they're headed for the little mutated Debbie snack animals. Quick! Well, that was easy, wasn't it?
Yep. I guess no matter how teeny tiny, itsy bitsy, eeny weeny they were, in the final analysis, they were still assistant managers.
And thus?
Thus, foot fodder, Space Commander Wack.
Right, Stupid Larry. Now stop the spaceship we call the spaceship and surrender, Stupid Larry.
Why do you have your hands up, Space Commander Wack? Wait a minute.
That's right. You missed one, Stupid Larry. He's got a teeny tiny itsy bitsy eeny weeny gun aimed right at me.
Why don't I just stomp him?
No, you might miss him and wound me in the attempt.
Oh.
Giving up the universe, and for my sake, is no small price to pay, Stupid Larry.
You're right.
Trust me on this one. Hello, my name is Pelican French Provincial Furniture, and I am president of PETE, P-E-T-E, People for the Ethical Treatment of Elements. Yes, elements, the basic building blocks of this reality, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, etc. The elements that personkind has abused throughout history. How much silicon, after all, was hammered and crushed during the Stone Age, during the Iron Age? How many ferrous molecules were subjected to intense heat, abused by fire until they were turned into puddles of innocent metal, then pushed and hammered into cruel shapes? And now, here in the post-industrial, politically incorrect age, despite our claims of sophistication and sensitivity, we still shamelessly use the elements for our own selfish, biocentric reasons. We slice carbon-based molecules and form them into our cruel shelters. We drown in pulp and then cover ourselves with fabrics. Fabrics made from, yes, elements. Elements ripped out of their natural state and then pressed into service to cover our naked buttocks. Yes, even the gentle inert gases aren't safe. Neon is subjected to barbaric electrical treatments right out of some old Vincent Price movie. But it's no movie. It's all too real. Sure, boron and argon have been left alone, but for how long? We at PETE, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Elements, say stop it. STOPITTTS. Yes, start treating other people icky till they stop. PETE members will begin carrying Bessemer furnaces with them and throwing people in and see how they like it. Thank you. Remember, live naked, live outdoors, no compromise. Can I have a cookie?
This is Dickie Schmooze, ready to make your dreams come true. What's the one thing you always wished for but didn't think you'd ever get? That's right, a new car through the mail. Well, now you can if you join the Dickie Schmooze Car in a Month Club. All you gotta do is send in a small membership fee of $100. Then you're a member of the Dickie Schmooze Car of the Month Club, which means that every month you'll receive a new car, well, a different car, delivered right to your home by the United States Post Office. That's right, I wrap them and crate them and pay the postage, so you know your new or different car will be delivered on time and in a minimum number of pieces. And this don't cost you nothing beyond a fair charge for postage and handling. Just call it part of the Dickie Schmooze Car of the Month Club friendly service. If you don't want a particular car some month, just send it back. You got 24 hours. If it ain't back by then, you'll receive a handy bill for $15,000, which is pretty much a going rate for just about any car these days. It's simple. No haggling, no comparison shopping. You don't even have to leave your home, and you got a new car every month, just like top heavyweight boxers do. Act now. Get your membership fee in before your state's attorney general gets out his letter. I'll throw in a free horse tranquilizer. What do you mean you don't need a horse tranquilizer? Who knows what tomorrow may bring? You know this offer can't last, so join the Dickie Schmooze Car of the Month Club now.
Go. Give me a level again.
Hey, what's that you're reading, Joe?
Test. A new book. Test, test. A new book. A new book. Test, test. Another level, please.
Gee, I've got a cat. Anything in there about good nutrition, maintaining healthy coats?
Okay. Test. Test. We have no slate. Why don't we have O? Now I bet we do. Hi. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, farm floods, do's and don'ts. Yep, drove my Chevy to the levee and the river was high. 19 days straight rain. As the old saying goes, raining cats and dogs. Never figured that out. Well, why not zebras and goats or ponies and combines? Ooh, that'd be tough on the old triple wipers, wouldn't it? You seen that triple wiper commercial on TV? You know, the lady driving and all of a sudden a big wad of mud hits the windshield? That was me. Yeah, I threw the mud. Still waiting on that Hollywood callback, too. Oh, yeah. Farm floods, do's and don'ts. Do wander around the farm with a measuring stick marked 1 cubit. You mark some lumber up and hum a spiritual. The livestock will get a real kick out of that because, oh, they know. They know. You know they know. Don't make the chickens wear Speedo swimsuits. I mean, with all that pecking, they're nervous enough in the inflated boat. Do put flippers or swim fins, whatever you want to call them, on the horses. Won't help much, but it usually attracts a TV film crew. And there's all sorts of fun things you can do with them. Take a picture of this. Don't climb the tree near the sheep pen and strap yourself to the trunk with one of Fat Aunt Leona's dressing gown belts. No, don't, because you might get hit by lightning, fall 40 feet, and be laying there staring on your back with a sheep giggling at you. Ooh, I got flashbacks, you know, of that. My memory of CBS's primetime schedule is still a bit foggy. Yeah, do write help in white paint on the roof of your house. Trapping a rescue chopper is major fun. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, what to do with that chopper once you got it. Took me weeks to figure that out. Be sure to duck, them blades are still moving. Test. Okay, Stupid Larry. Now, according to my calculations, carry the two, we're about to enter the galaxy of insanity.
Insanity? And I know, Space Commander Wack. Remember, I just told you that a few minutes ago.
Oh, wait a minute. Does my research tell me anything about this place, Stupid Larry? Scan my banks.
Everyone who enters it becomes insane.
Hmm. Well, nothing can make me more insane.
Of course not, since we have the antidote powder right here.
There it is.
Hey, this isn't the antidote powder.
It's not?
This stuff smells like some kind of soapy thing.
Ooh, so that's why my bubble bath wasn't very bubbly.
We're entering the galaxy of insanity, Space Commander Wack. We're insane.
I was taking an antidote bath. We are? Oh, it's not affecting me a bit, Stupid Larry. I'm immune to this sort of thing because of my advanced metabolism, superior brain power, set of Topps baseball cards, and high moral standards.
Yeah, well, you got us into this mess, and I expect you to get us out of it. I'm going to go change into my space jammies, the one with the little supernovas on them. Is it Novas or Novi?
Novi.
And when I'm done, I hope you've saved the universe and made me a cup of cocoa for my Betty Time treat.
Stupid Larry, are you out of your mind?
No wonder they call you Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack. Space buddies, don't be like Space Commander Wack. Be like Billy the Kid. Hold up a stagecoach, get the strong box, tie up the driver, hit him over the head with the strong box, and then send that driver's wallet to me, Stupid Larry.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Be like me, Space... Wait a minute, Stupid Larry is like me. Okay, so be like Stupid Larry. Wait a minute. Stupid Larry, you're insane.
Yes.
But you're like me.
Yes.
But I'm not insane. Stupid Larry, you're supposed to... Hey, wait a minute. We can't end the episode yet. We're still trapped in the plot here.
I don't want to be insane. I know. Let's just imagine that we solve the problem later after the
Okay, I guess we can't expect a problem like this to be solved in a minute and a half.
Who you calling we?
Why, Manny Moda and the thing with tentacles that looks like Tommy Lasorda in the corner.
That is Manny, Mo, and we.
They are us in a galactic sense.